And we welcome you back here to the MAC on the campus of Monmouth University, where the Hawks lead the Bearcats of Binghamton by a score of 35-27. Halftime presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Matt Harmon sitting courtside talking things over here. Eddie will rejoin you in just a minute and chat things over with Steve Bazaz, who will join him in our halftime interview spot. Time to take a look now at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. We start with some top 25 college basketball action. Good win for North Carolina. They continue to beat just about everybody good on their schedule. Two bad losses, but the 18th-ranked Tar Heels with a win 82-77 over number 11 Kentucky. 13th-ranked Kansas with a lead right now on New Mexico, 36-34. Games coming up a bit later on tonight. Number 3 Ohio State, home for North Dakota State. Illinois will be on the road at number 15 Oregon. Number 20 Gonzaga welcoming in South Alabama. Games from earlier today, Louisville with a win over Western Kentucky, 79-63. Number 1 Arizona with a solid win on the road, surviving a scare, however, 72-70. The Wildcats win that one. Wisconsin's now 12-0. They beat Eastern Kentucky, 86-61. Number 7 Oklahoma State with a win over Louisiana Tech, 70-55. Wichita State knocks off Tennessee, 72-61. Number 22 UMass with a big win over Northern Illinois, 80-54. And Michigan State with a tough one, but they do get the win. The Spartans do, 67-63 over Oakland. Take a peek at the MAC scoreboard. Again, this is the only one still in progress. Monmouth leading Binghamton 35-27. Final in overtime earlier today. St. Peter's with a win over Seton Hall, 83-80. St. Bonaventure 102, Iona 89. Ryder taking care of Wagner, 79-58. St. Francis Brooklyn beating Canisius, 67-51. College football activity, games in the FCS playoffs, as we were talking a bit earlier today. Coming up next year, Monmouth will play Coastal Carolina, part of the Big South, while the Chanticleers got beat today by North Dakota State, 48-14. Eastern Washington with a win over Jacksonville State, 35-24. Last night, Townsend beat Eastern Illinois, 49-39. Game in progress right now. UNH on the road leads Southeastern Louisiana, 14-7. The annual Army-Navy game with a win for the Midshipmen, 34-7. 35-27 our score here. We take a 60-second timeout. Come right back after this for our halftime interview spot with Steve Bazaz and Eddie Acapinti. They'll go through the theme so far in this one, as well as some stats just handed to us here courtside. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Snap to me, send to you.
Back here at halftime, Monmouth leading Binghamton 35-27. We roll along on our Surf Taco halftime show. Good food, good people, and good vibe as we welcome in the third man in our broadcast team this season, former Monmouth Hawk, former NCAA championship participant, Steve Bazaz, joining me here at halftime. Steve, how you doing tonight?
Eddie, doing good. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm happy to be inside. I know it's a little dreary outside right now.
Started raining on our way in, though, so hopefully the snow washes away.
I would sign for that. And Steve, it's funny because Matt and I talked about it in the first half. As sluggish, if you could say, and as bad as the roads have been, well, the first about 12, 13 minutes of this game were the same way. The two teams really struggled offensively, namely Monmouth, but they did catch a bit of fire towards the end of that first half. Your thoughts on the first 20 minutes?
Well, I completely agree. I looked up at the score, and with about 11 minutes to go, Monmouth was on pace for about 20, 30 points. And then they went on a barrage at the end of the first half. And it was really Andrew Nicholas's shooting. And he was hitting threes in guys' faces. In Red Nicholas, we know how hot he can get. And he has those shots where you say, oh, no, 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 what a great shot by Red. And he had a couple of those kind of at the end of the first half. We saw Colin Stewart bang down a three against the zone, which was nice to see. And King Rice playing 13 guys in that first half.
It was a, Matt, and I said it, you know, it's the broadcaster's worst nightmare when you get all those guys, but as a team, it's good to see different guys contributing, Steven. And we thought, and I want to get your thoughts on it, it was because there was just such of a lack of flow offensively. Coach was looking for any combination of guys that could work. But something I thought that was very encouraging, after a donut last time out from Josh James, to get 10 points in the second half. That might be the biggest 10 points we've seen scored all season, were his 10 after that rough one in Brooklyn on Tuesday.
Yeah, and Coach Rice said it after the St. Francis game, that Josh James had a freshman-type game in that game, and he's come out and he's had a great first half with 10 points, like you said, Eddie. What contributed also to a lot of guys playing was the fact that Binghamton sat in a zone, so it does... it does help out Colin Stewart and Christian White, because they are such good three-point shooters that they're going to get in against the zone, especially in the first half. I would think that the rotation is probably going to trim down in the second half, especially if the game stays pretty close.
And I know Matt went over some of the statistics in that first half, in which Monmouth led and is leading at halftime 35-27. Nicholas 11-10 for James. Monmouth shoots just 40%, but Steve... the good news, I guess you could say, they're holding Binghamton to just 34.5% shooting. The Monmouth defense has played well, typically just man-to-man, and they look to be doing a good job contesting down low. A couple of blocks from Chris Brady in this one. Now, the Binghamton guards, however, look like they can do some things.
Absolutely, and Binghamton's a pretty athletic team. They've got some guys who can really jump out of the gym. They got some guys who can score the ball and shoot it. But not a bad first half defensively for Monmouth. A couple lapses, they gave up some layups, and they gave up some easy baskets. But for the most part, Monmouth's rotations have been pretty good. Guys have been stepping in and taking charges. I think they've played a pretty good defensive first half. Binghamton's only shooting 34%, and they're 2-12 from three-point range. Monmouth has 8 offensive rebounds, but they only have 6 second-chance points. And if I remember correctly, one of them was a three-point shot, and one of them was a Tyrone O'Garro and one. That means that on 6 other second-chance opportunities, they didn't get anything. Their big guys have to get better at finishing at the rim. Brady, Hudiger, Tillman, when they get offensive rebounds, they got to be able to collect themselves and finish strong at the rim, because they're giving up chippies.
And Steve, I know that Monmouth, and they do lead by 8, talking to Steve Pizzazz, one of our Shore Sports Network broadcasters here at halftime. The Hawks didn't shoot it well. You mentioned it. They did rebound it pretty well, but I know one thing they did very well in that first half, and that was take care of the basketball. I know something you look at every game, especially when your backcourt is so young.
Yes, and you said it. With a young backcourt, you never know what you're going to get sometimes. You could get a half filled with turnovers, or you get a half like we just had where there was only 3 turnovers, and that was 2 from Justin Robinson and 1 from Deion Jones. And, that's great. 3 turnovers in a half, they're on pace for 6 turnovers in a game. And you try to look for anywhere around 12 turnovers. That's the barometer. If it's below 12, good. If it's below 10, even better. Right now, Monmouth only has 3 turnovers. That's phenomenal. And Binghamton's probably going to want to pick up the pressure, try to force more turnovers. But against the zone, Eddie, you just got to be smart, be sharp, be crisp. Attack the gaps. Don't try to force things. Swing the ball a few times, and then eventually those gaps will open up, and you can dump the ball to the middle of the zone and then look opposite or look down low.
Monmouth leading Binghamton 35-27. Steve, final question for me here at halftime, and it's more of a point question, where Monmouth is leading by 8 now, haven't played their best basketball for long stretches in the first half. All due respect to Binghamton, and I want your take on what I'm about to say. This Monmouth team should come out, win this game by 15 points if they do what they need to do in the second half. What say you?
I think you're right. And see, Monmouth went on a barrage at the end of the first half to take an 8-point lead. They probably shouldn't be up by 8 right now. So they have all the momentum going into the second half. When you're at home, when you have the momentum, when you're a more talented team, and I think Monmouth is more talented, then this is what you have to do in the second half. You got to come out, you got to use that momentum, you got to play with passion, you got to play with more intensity, what you got to do is you got to protect your home court. And it would be nice to see Monmouth do that. And like we always say, they're a young team, but start instilling those type of characteristics in your team to protect that home court now. Hopefully we'll see that in the second half, Eddie.
Steve, appreciate a couple of minutes here at halftime. Fans, catch Steve with Matt and myself on our Shore Sports Network broadcast all season. Great work as always, my friend.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Monmouth leading Binghamton at halftime, 35-27. Ray, 30-second timeout, and then we'll come back for the second half with Matt Harmon and myself right here on the Shore Sports Network.